Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Has the government now become a friend of religious liberty again? We're going to talk about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, there's a lot of information that we can share with you on this issue. In fact, you know, some people, they're discouraged, they're concerned about what they hear in the media with regards to the current administration. They hear a lot of negative things, of course, from the media, which is obviously on its own agenda. But one of the things that we see are some positive things that we want to talk to you about in terms of religious freedom and other issues within this administration. You know, comparing last year to this year, it's a huge night and day difference. Matt, as we began this year, we began with this major religious freedom executive order that's worked on, it's being implemented in the various agencies. But also, we just recently saw a brief from the United States Department of Justice filed at the United States Supreme Court in the Masterpiece Cake case. That's the case involving religious freedom of the Masterpiece Baker versus the newly created LGBT rights in Colorado. And had it been 1 year difference, the Obama administration, DOJ, would have filed a brief against the First Amendment religious freedom and in favor of the LGBT rights against the baker, forcing him to participate in a ceremony contrary to his sincerely held Christian beliefs. But a year later makes a big difference. An election makes a huge difference. And now with the new Department of Justice and the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, a major brief, one like what we would file, arguing these critical issues of religious freedom, was filed in the case of Jack Phillips, the baker of Masterpiece Cake, on the side of religious freedom. So it's a huge sea change that we see taking place in this administration.
Massive and encouraging. And this one hits close to home to me, obviously, as I'm right here in Colorado. In fact, just a few weeks ago, I went up and met with Jack Phillips at Masterpiece Cake Shop, and we prayed together, and I encouraged him. We talked about the case. There's this Colorado Civil Rights so-called commission out here that is hostile toward religious liberty and is pushing the radical LGBT agenda. Yet the Colorado not only does the United States Constitution stand in favor of Jack Phillips, so does the Colorado Constitution. It's very clear. It says the free exercise and enjoyment of religious profession and worship without discrimination shall forever hereafter be guaranteed. That's pretty unambiguous, Matt. So Jack Phillips is being persecuted for his free exercise and enjoyment of religious profession and worship. And it says without discrimination, he's being discriminated against. And now the Department of Justice and Jeff Sessions have documented that in this friend of the court brief. It's encouraging.
You know, and it's important to clarify, it's not about serving the person. I mean, Jack Phillips would serve anyone and does serve anyone, but he won't have a cake that celebrates an occasion in which it's against his religious beliefs. He won't do a cake that celebrates a same-sex union, just like he won't do a cake for Halloween or a lewd event or something like that. So it's the difference between serving the person and celebrating that occasion.
Yeah, he'll serve the person. He's not going to ask what you do in your private life or personal life. But if you say, I want a cake for this kind of event, becomes obvious that you want it for a same-sex ceremony.
And thereby endorse.
Yeah.
Right.
And put your name and your heart and soul into that ceremony. Well, the ceremony has meaning. It's infused with meaning. That's why we do ceremonies. Ceremonies are ceremonial. They have meaning.
Right.
A wedding has a meaning. A graduation has a meaning. Some kind of ceremony has a message to it. And the ceremony of marriage unites two people together. At least now, it may try to unite multiple people together in the future, the way we're going, but it unites people together. And if it unites two people of the same sex, it is directly contrary to the Bible and to millennia of human history. That's what he objects to.
It would force Jack Phillips to be complicit in sin, in endorsing and supporting sinful behavior. And the friend of the amicus brief from the Department of Justice points that out. It says, listen to this. This is from the brief. This sounds like you wrote it yourself, Matt Staver. It says a custom wedding cake is a form of expression, whether pure speech or the product of expressive conduct. But the point being, the Department of Justice recognizes that this is a form of speech and that Jack Phillips has a right not to be forced to take part in that.
Yeah, you're right. In fact, during the Obama administration, if you remember, the Obama administration actually, in the case of the church that ultimately wanted to let go an individual that was in the school run by the church, the Obama administration took the position in their brief and argument against the religious freedom of that particular Christian ministry, church-run operation. And the United States rejected it in the Supreme Court with a 9-0 decision. That's how radical the Obama administration was. Mm-hmm. So much so that even the liberals on the Supreme Court sided against them. No question, had we still had this case during the Obama administration, they would have filed a brief against Jack Phillips, against religious freedom, and in support of the LGBT agenda. Well, not so now. Changes happen. Elections do make a difference. Jeff Sessions is the Attorney General, and the brief filed by the Department of Justice is a solid brief in defense of religious freedom. There are so many other ways in which the Trump administration, standing for religious freedom, and I would say that no matter how many negative things you have out there, these are the reasons why they're negative. Now, I know that there are certain things that the president brings on himself. No one doubts that with regards to tweets or sayings and so forth. But I also know that what is taking place in this administration with regards to religious freedom, life, with regards to working to defund Planned Parenthood, the whole LGBT agenda, overturning the LGBT agenda in the public schools, overturning the LGBT agenda in the military, and so many other things. Israel, historic moments in which the United States White House has opened the doors to Israel. There's a lot of positive things happening. So it's no wonder why the media is so intent on going against anything it can, making the negative headlines of the day, because they don't like the direction that this administration is going on religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, or marriage and the family, and the LGBT agenda, or Israel.
You know, and it's refreshing, the brief as well also cites the Constitution's guarantee of freedom of speech. And it says, if a man has freedom of speech, he has freedom to speak, and he has freedom not to speak. It is wholly unacceptable for government to compel him to say something that violates his personal religious beliefs. You know, and that's, we deal with that. I mean, I think of our client, Kim Davis, the same kind of thing. She has friends, you know, in all different walks of life, but she will not put her name to a marriage license that celebrates a same-sex union. So she has the right to do that, and the government does not have the right to compel her to do that.
Yeah, the freedom to speak, as you mentioned, is also the freedom not to speak.
Right.
So you can't be compelled to speak.
Right.
And here, what is happening is he speaks, Jack Phillips does, as an example, through his creations, just like an artist speaks through their paintings or
their other creative things that they
make. He's not going to do a wedding cake with two men on it. I mean, that's against his religious beliefs.
Yeah, and they're forcing him to speak a message
that
deeply offends his religious beliefs.
Yeah, the brief says, forcing Phillips to create expression for and participate in a ceremony that violates his sincerely held religious beliefs invades his First Amendment rights.
Yeah, so it's a good development. Has the government become a friend of religious freedom again? I think certainly there are very, very positive signs, and we need to work hard to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family, which is the mission of Liberty Counsel. Stand with Liberty Counsel. Go to our website, lc.org. There you can learn more about the other ministries of Liberty Counsel, Christians in Defense of Israel, Covenant Journey, Liberty Counsel Action, our office in Washington, D.C., Liberty Relief International, and much more. Get plugged in to our emails. Go to the bottom of the front page and sign up for our Liberty Alert and our Grassroots Action emails so that you can make a difference in America and around the world. LC.org. Remember Liberty Counsel in your prayers and regular financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. lc.org.